But he moves on here to character building defense, something again that Scott Christensen in his book covered here as well, and praised it in certain areas, like he does in other places as well. And here, Frame says the third unbiblical defense, based on contribution of evil in God's plans, is that we'll consider something called Irenaeum, after the church father Irenaeus, who employed it. In modern times, it has been used by John Hick, who has called it the soul-making theodicy. The argument is this. It's that man was created in a state of moral immaturity. For man to come to full maturity, it was necessary for him to undergo various forms of pain and suffering. So, you know, you have King Arthur. He's given the sword, Lady in Lake, and told that he's going to be a king. Well, now what does he have to do? Well, now he has to go on the journey of finding the cup, and his chosen knights have to go through various plot points that get them from this idea of Camelot to a full rendering of what Camelot is, and the idealized city that he brings about, and he becomes the idealized king through his hardships as well. So this is what evil does to us, is it takes us from one state to a greater state.
Right. And so notice what he's doing here now. He's going through these various, what he believes, non-biblical responses and defenses to the problem of evil, right? Best possible world, free will defense, and now this character building defense. The reason why there's evil is because God is, you know, as Hick points out or attempts to argue, is soul-making. God somehow wasn't finished in the creation process, and so he has to allow us to go through more issues, evil, as it were, in order to improve us and make us better, right? Now, Frame says that it's true that suffering sometimes builds character, right? And he references Hebrews 12, right? Where God does punish us in order to make us better, right? And also it shows that we're his children. Mm-hmm. But he says he thinks it's unbiblical to turn this principle, that is the Hebrews 12 principle, into a full-scale theodicy. For one thing, scripture teaches that Adam was not created morally immature, you know, with a need to develop character through suffering. Right? Adam was fine, right? Furthermore, scripture teaches that not all suffering builds character. Right? Unbelievers suffer and often learn no lessons from it. And not all character improves as a result of suffering. And believers are, so you know, that's an issue there. He says, believers are created anew in Christ. The basic change from sin to righteousness is a gift of God's grace. So our characters can be improved without suffering.
Right.
It can come as a gift of God's grace. And moreover, he says, our sanctification will be perfected in heaven, not through some type of purgatory of suffering, but through God's own action. And so suffering, you know, doesn't always improve character, and it's not the only way to improve character, right? And so he doesn't think that you can build a whole defense, you know, from this issue that Hick attempts to do.